The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. We begin with a follow-up to a CBC News investigation from earlier this month. It detailed how Ontario police officers suspended from the job with pay have cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars over the past decade. Now, a closer look at the details is showing that more than one-third of those police officers were facing allegations of gender-based violence. Julie Ireton reports.
He wanted to harm me.
She's an Ontario police sergeant talking about her ex-husband, a constable. CBC has agreed not to reveal her name for her own protection. In 2019, he was arrested and suspended and eventually convicted of intercepting her private communications.
Police are disproportionately perpetrators of gender-based violence, particularly domestic violence.
Danielle McNabb. She's an assistant professor of criminal justice policy at Brock University.
I do think that this really constitutes the tip of the iceberg. From what we know about the pervasive underreporting of gender-based violence.
The president of the Police Association of Ontario reviewed CBC's data showing the rates of police officers accused of gender-based violence. Mark Baxter says in those types of incidents, the union's role is to support everyone involved. Julie Ireton, CBC News, Ottawa.
British police say arrests have been made in connection to this week's drowning deaths of five migrants attempting to cross the English Channel. They'd been aboard an overcrowded boat carrying more than 100 people. Britain's National Crime Agency is saying three suspects are in custody. All three are Sudanese. French police are also investigating the incident. A military spending bill that was passed by the U.S. Congress overnight also includes a demand for the owners of TikTok. The parent company is being ordered by Congress to sell the app to a non-Chinese buyer. And if a sale isn't finalized within 9 months, TikTok will be banned in the United States. Richard Madden has more from Washington.
U.S. lawmakers have long warned the Chinese government could access TikTok's user data to spy on Americans or spread propaganda or disinformation. TikTok is wildly popular. More than 170 million Americans use it, but FBI Director Christopher Wray is sounding the alarms.
TikTok represents a national security concern. And the reason I say that is that TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government.
Now, the earliest a ban would start would be January next year, notably after November's election. TikTok will likely be a major force during the election campaign for candidates to reach younger voters, so delaying the ban may help politicians avoid the backlash. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
Now to New York.
Ceasefire!
Jewish anti-war protesters hold a protest overnight outside the home of U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer. They were calling on the U.S. government to stop funding Israel's war in Gaza. About 300 arrests were made. The protest got underway just prior to the Senate passing that new spending bill, which includes funding for Israel. Security is being stepped up in Malmo, Sweden, ahead of next month's Eurovision Song Contest. It comes as calls are being made for Israel to be banned from the event over the war in Gaza. Per Eric Ebisol is the city's director of safety.
There's a high threat level combined with a lot of people. We had a big conference 2 years ago concerning anti-Semitism, but there were not that many visitors at that venue. And this time we have more high security levels and many visitors, and that's a challenge.
The Eurovision festivities open on May 7th, with the city expecting more than 100,000 visitors. The European Broadcasting Union is refusing calls, though, to ban Israel, but Israeli contestants have been forced to modify their song submissions, with organizers calling them too political. And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app, and for news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.